So we bring in Trudy Merritt. How are you doing today?
I'm well, thank you.
So we got this before we launch in talking about the Tyler Vanderhyde Memorial coming up at the end of May. Had a couple events there at the end of March and just a couple of weeks ago here in April. Light Up the Night 5K and Mile happened March 29th. I remember it was very chilly and maybe... Were there a few sprinkles dropping
there were.
During the run, too?
Something that resembled rain or snow, yeah. No, not bad. We were lucky. It was chilly, for sure.
Was it windy at all? Or
not too bad.
Just chilly.
Just very chilly.
I did see a picture and a recap and a story in the Telegraph on that. Looks like you had a pretty good turnout considering the weather.
Yeah. Very good turnout, yeah.
And raised a lot of money.
Yeah, the high school kids, the student council, does a phenomenal job for Make-A-Wish Nebraska. And they put their heart and soul into that charity, and they do a tremendous job.
About how much did it end up raising?
You know, I don't know that.
That's a race by the race.
Those numbers belong to the race. So I honestly
don't know.
They don't
really publicize it, but I'm sure they were happy with it, and all money raised for a good cause, for sure. And then you had the Kevin Kennedy CASA Hero Run, 5K and mile on the 12th of this month. How'd that go?
That was really nice. Weather was much better. It gives us a great venue. It's Iron Horse Park is beautiful, with great improvements yet to come. Mm-hmm. It's the gateway to North Platte, so we love that as people drive into North Platte or past North Platte, it's obvious that there's something active going on, and we like, you know, that just says to people, hey, this is a active town with a lot going on, but a really great turnout.
Is that the one, the park south of the interstate?
Or? Out by the Veterans Memorial.
Oh, that's what I thought.
Yep.
That's what I thought. I'm still, I knew a little bit about North Platte and Cody Park, obviously, I know that. But the other ones, I'm still learning exact locations on that. And I thought that was right in that area, too.
Yep, that's the one.
I'll have to check that out, along with the Veterans Memorial. I've gone past it enough. I should just say, hey, I can take a few minutes to stop.
Yes, I would highly recommend that you do. It's beautiful.
Check it out for sure. So coming up at the end of May, on the 31st, final day of May, we have the Tyler Vanderhyde Memorial 2-mile and 5-mile run coming up at Cody Park. This is kind of one of the biggest, and it kind of highlights mental health, suicide prevention. And, of course, Tyler passed away about 10 years ago, you said. And I know this is one of the ones that gets a lot of, probably one of your best as far as registration is concerned.
It is. It is. It has been for the last 2 years our largest event of all. And a good deal of that is because... there is such a universality when it comes to mental health concerns and suicide prevention that the concept of trying to reach out to all 50 states and across the state of Nebraska to remind us that there is a universal nature to these kinds of issues brings in people from the across the entire country, across the state. Actually, every year we've had international runners compete.
International
from,
too.
Places
wow.
like England and Ireland, and so
That's
it's
great.
The, yeah, it, Canada. That's we great. Almost always have someone from Canada who participates. So, its message is resonant for everyone. Physical activity and physical fitness and mental health, so physical health and mental health, are absolutely linked together. Mm-hmm. In order for human beings to flourish, we need both. And this race is a reminder that physical activity actually can address, support, and help people with mental health issues.
I just heard a story a little while ago here on Cody that just was talking about that in the show leading into ours too, how they've of course, and there's been many studies done about just exercising, even when you, a little bit, even when you don't feel like it, is just does wonders for the brain and the body.
It
translates,
does.
You know.
It does. It is.
Yeah.
Oftentimes, it is life-saving for people. You know, they clearly, people with serious mental illness need medical care, but the addition of physical activity to their life makes a tremendous difference in their progress and the success of that care.
I see that this event's supported by West Central District Health Department, and says the event aims to bring the light of understanding to the subject of mental health and highlight the relationship between physical health and mental health, and that's something that can't be stressed enough. But I think probably, you know, that is the overarching theme, but people get involved in these things. They want to be involved to commemorate Tyler and what he represented too, and I'm sure there's people in the race that both knew Tyler and probably lots that didn't know him but can identify with that.
Right.
Because I think all at times we struggle with depression, and that sometimes can lead you down a dark path.
Exactly, exactly. Yeah. Yes, there's definitely personal reasons for people to come. Oftentimes we'll have entire families who lost a loved one to suicide, and so they bring their entire family. There is something so healing about moving our bodies in that way, especially when we can assign it a purpose and a meaning. And these kinds of memorial races truly do that, even for, you know, those that are, you know, primarily focused on racing. These types of races really lend a higher purpose, if you will,
yes,
to their efforts.
I see also that this event is in collaboration with Nebraska Game and Parks. Tyler had a distinct love of the great outdoors. The picture on your website shows him holding up a couple of ducks, it looks like.
Yep.
So
yep.
He obviously was an avid hunter, so there is that connection. And funds from this race will go to Trail and Outdoor Space Development and Improvement in the Park System for all Nebraskans to enjoy. I can't think of a better combination of things to get involved in a race. And, you know, 2 miles seems like a lot, you know, but...
Oh, but it's doable.
You know, nobody's going to be out there saying you have to run faster. I mean...
Nope, you can walk.
You can walk even,
yep.
Yeah.
You can absolutely walk.
Walk, jog, combination of jog. If you get winded, walk until you catch your breath a little bit.
That's exactly right.
This isn't a competition. I mean, you can compete.
You can,
right?
If you want to. And certainly we have a competitive community.
Right.
But it is really about moving your body because it helps your mind. And the Game and Parks Foundation, that link is so critical because we know from research that being out in nature actually also helps our mental health.
I know
so
that.
So it's such a perfect combination.
I'm an avid golfer, so yeah, I can identify with that. There's just something, I would almost say it's spiritual because it connects you with your creator. And do you realize
it absolutely is
how awesome of a creator we have that creates all the birds? And I get a kick sometimes even that watching squirrels out there, they get a hold of
it. I do too.
They get this time of year, they're searching for any source of food. So sometimes they go into the nearby cornfield and get a cob out of there, you know, and munch on that corn cob. And I just find that
And we
amusing.
Love it
yeah.
because that that allows that connection for the state. So, you know, there are a lot of, I think there's over 70 state parks and recreation areas. And so there's ample opportunity for people to enjoy the outdoors and not ever leave our state. This year, the funds will go to refurbish the bridge that runs from Fort Kearney State Park to the Kearney Trail System. And that's such a perfect match because that bridge mm-hmm. brings people literally from all over the world. Mm-hmm. So it's a connector as well mm-hmm. to view the cranes. And so I absolutely love the idea that our efforts in trying to connect people also is supporting something that also connects people.
Okay, let's get down to the nitty-gritty. On we mentioned this happens on May 31st. It is at Cody Park, and the race begins at 8:30. You have the 2K or the 2 mile and 5 mile options. Both cost $28.
Yep.
I see.
Yep.
And all I have to do is go to the Platte River Fitness website, which yep. is simply platteriverfitness.com.
Correct.
I believe. And get signed up there. You just select the event type of your choice, add to cart, and then you're prompted to fill out the information form for the runner. And then you have options on shirts, including 2XL, I see there. So
yeah, we'll even get you a 3X or a 4X if you need it.
Yeah, and it says to check out, click on the cart icon in the header on the upper right or at the bottom of your screen if you're using your mobile device on that. You make it easy, in other words.
We try. And honestly, if you're not an internet person, you can go to the rec center and get paper forms. It old school.
Still do it that way.
Yep.
Go to the rec center. You're asking people for packet pickup and race day registration to show up at 7:30 near the
yep.
Cody Park concession stand. And then the race, both the races begin at 8:30. So they line you up in two different places depending on...
everybody's all together.
Everybody starts at the same place. So is it just everybody goes the first 2 miles together and then those going on, they have an extra 3 miles?
The 2-milers will come into the finish, the finishing chute, and the 5-milers keep going.
Okay, there's a finishing at the 2-mile, okay. And that's good. Any more information on that can be obtained from your website. You get 2 points for completing 2 miles and 8 points for the 5 miles there if you're into that PRFS.
That's right.
Participation, if you're doing a lot of these things. What does the brings up the question for those that participate in a lot of these events and compile points. Is there a big prize for the winner there?
You know, there. Yeah. I don't know that I would call it a big prize.
Okay.
It's mainly the self-satisfaction uh-huh. of achieving that goal. Uh-huh. But we do have a big awards dinner every January to honor those that finish in the top 10 in the points competition
okay.
and those athletes that finish all or all but one or two of our events. So there's a big award and award dinner.
Mostly
and everyone gets their award.
Yeah.
Yep, everybody gets their award.
That's good.
So.
Also, there is a virtual race connected with this.
Yes, that's how we reach across the country.
So they can just do this virtually, and anywhere between May 30th and June 1st, they just go to the event website, and that has all the particulars on that.
Yep,
if they
they'll register just as though they were doing it in person, and then tells them how to submit their time so that we know that they did it. And that, truly, that is how we are able to reach, mm-hmm. and again, bridge from coast to coast, and border to border is by allowing virtual running.
Yeah.
And again, across the state. So it's pretty wonderful to see the photographs that people mm-hmm. send from all 50 states.
That would be cool. And then June's a big month for
June is our biggest month for
series
sure.
of races. You got the Twilight 5K and Mile on the 6th of June. And then the following day, American Legion Heroes March will be having their race, and then the Sillison Half Marathon and 5K on the 14th, followed by the Nebraskaland Days 5K, 10K, and Mile on the 21st. So there's four opportunities.
June is a busy month, yes. And so, a nice wide variety of things to do and places to go.
And they can they sign up even right now for any ensuing races?
Yep, all of those June races are now open.
Okay. And just, again, go to PlatteRiverFitness.com, and that has all the information you need. Anything else, Trudy, while you're here that you want to express to our listeners?
We just encourage people to come out and discover that they don't have to be competitive, that first of all, we treat everybody as an athlete because We know for sure when people see themselves a certain way, that affects their behavior. So it encourages people to, when you see yourself as an athlete, you make good choices. But that all speeds, all ages, we consistently have a gentleman who's 83, and we have kids as young as 3. So there is...
That's great.
It is a place
great
for
range.
Everyone. Yes.
Yeah, that is a great. No barriers there. We love
no
it.
No barriers.
And Trudy, we'll have you in the final, I think, the fourth Wednesday in May.
Yes, so we'll see you then.
We'll touch on these things again, and we'll look forward to it. And you have a great day. I imagine you're probably going to get out there and run a little
bit. I absolutely am. When we can get a day with little wind, it's a blessing.
Take advantage of it.